1 Samuel chapter 21. Then David came to Nob, to Abimelech the priest, and Abimelech was afraid for the meeting of David, and said to him, "Why are you alone? No man's come with you." And David said to Abimelech the priest, "The king's commanded me a business, and has said to me, 'Let no man know anything of the business about which I send you, and what I have commanded you. And I have appointed my servants to such and such a place.' Now, therefore, what do you have in your hand? Can you give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, or whatever there is present?" The priest answered David and said, "There's no common bread under my hand, but there's hallowed bread, if the young men have kept themselves at least from women." And David answered the priest and said to him, "Of a truth, women have been kept us about these 3 days since I came away from there, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yes, though it was sanctified this day in the vessel." And so the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there except for the show bread that was taken from before Yahweh, to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Shaul was there that day, detained before Yahweh, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen that belonged to Shaul. And David said to Ahimelech, "And is there not here under your hand spear or sword? Because I've neither brought my sword or any weapons with me, because the king's business required haste." And the priest said, "Well, the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, it is here, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you'll take that, take it. There is no other except for that here." David said, "There's none like that. Give it to me." David arose and fled that day because of the fear of Shaul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, 'Shaul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was very afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and acted like he was mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down on his beard. And then Achish said to his servants, 'You see the man's mad. For what reason then have you brought him to me? Do I have need of madmen that you brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?'" End of chapter 1.